Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity, author David Allen. To have an overwhelming number of things to do and still function productively with a clear head is a great way to live and work. The two key objectives of getting things done are, 1. Capturing all the things that need to get done in a logical and trusted system outside of your head. 2. Disciplining yourself to make front-end decisions about all of the inputs you let into your life, so that you will always have a plan for next actions. The basic requirements for managing commitments. Consider how many things you feel responsibility to handle. Anything you consider unfinished in any way must be captured in a trusted system outside your mind, or a collection bucket that you know you'll come back to regularly and sort through. Second, you must clarify exactly what your commitment is and decide what you have to do. Third, once you've decided on all actions you need to take, you must keep reminders of them organized in a system you review regularly. 5 phases of mastering workflow. Your head is for having ideas, not for holding them. The first step to do is to create a physical place to capture all your commitments and ideas. You can set up a virtual set of inbox so you can manage the inventory of your commitments. Horizontal stress-free productivity. 1. Collect. Get everything together. 2. Process. Empty your inbox. 3. Organize. Set up the right place. 4. Review. Keep everything functional. 5. Do it. Make the best choices. 1. Collect. Collect everything that is incomplete and or needs to be different. Collect in a way that makes sense to you. 2. Process. Empty your inbox. Go through your inbox within 24 hours. Once collected, figure out the next step required for each point in your note. 3. Organize. Set up the right buckets. There are 7 primary types of things that you will want to keep track of and manage from an organizational perspective. A project list, project support material, calendared action lists, next action list, a waiting for list, reference material, a someday maybe list. Next actions are one action or one step items. Organize your next action items based on the place you will be at when you do them. A project is anything you have to do that can take more than one step. Only the next actions are taken off the project plan to your to-do list. 4. Review. Reviewing your calendar and list on a regular basis enables you to progressively move forward in becoming more productive and efficient in how you manage your workflow. 5. Make the best action choices. After you have set up your system and scheduled its maintenance, then you simply do what you are supposed to do. So, how do you use the system to decide what to do? The following frameworks would be helpful for you. 1. Choosing action in the moment. Context, like drafting ideas about a project. Time available. Energy available. Priority. 2. Evaluation of daily work. Doing predefined work. Doing work as it shows up. Defining your work. People often complain about the interruptions that prevent them from doing their work, but interruptions are unavoidable in life. When you become elegant at dispatching what's coming in and are organized enough to take advantage of the weird time windows that show up, you can switch between one task and the other rapidly. You can be processing email while you're on hold on a conference call. The healthiest approach for relaxed control and inspired productivity is to manage all levels in a balanced fashion so that you achieve a sense of control, relaxation, and focus, what athletes often call the zone. Productivity in the vertical aspect. The last piece of the puzzle is the vertical level. Managing project involves 5 steps. Vertical stress-free productivity. 1. Define. Specify purpose and principle. 2. Visualize. See the perfect outcome. 3. Think. Brainstorming. 4. Organize. Components and sequences. 5. Action. Focus on the next action. 1. Define. Thinking about the purpose of any project in depth will release your internal planning processes by focusing on your principles that create the boundaries for your project effectively. Then, your principles will become a key point for the way the project will be completed. 2. Visualize. See the perfect outcome. The more compelling the mental picture, the more motivated you will feel to make it happen. Visualizing the widely successful completion of your projects will generate tremendous enthusiasm and momentum. 3. Think. Brainstorming. The most common types of planning-oriented actions will be your own brainstorming, organizing, and gathering information. To brainstorm effectively, use thinking tools, writing instrument, paper and pads, whiteboard, computer, software tools. Go for quantity, not quality. This keeps your thinking expansive. Put analysis and organization in the background. Encourage out-of-the-box ideas that are creative and original. Organize. Components and sequences. You may have some projects for which you have already collected notes and miscellaneous support materials, and you just need to sort through them and get them into a more structured form. In this case, your next action would likely be organize Project X notes. If you have to be in your office to do that, because that's where the files are and you don't want to carry them around, that action should go on your at-office action list. If you are carrying the project notes around with you in a folder, or in a portable organizer, or in a laptop, then the organize action would go on anywhere. The natural sequence which tends to be followed in organizing your ideas is: identify the bigger, most significant pieces, sort the pieces by whatever criteria are most applicable, components, sequences, and priorities, fill in the gaps and start adding whatever amount of details is required. 4. Action. Focus on next actions. Just as your next action list needs to be up to date, so does your projects list. That gives you a block of time, ideally between 1 and 3 hours, to handle as much of the vertical thinking about each project as you can. At least right now or as soon as possible, take those few of your projects and do some thinking, collecting, organizing on them, using whatever tools that seem most appropriate. The power of the key principles. 3 basic principles can enhance your mental well-being and improve the quality of your communication and relationships, both personally and professionally. The collection habit, the next action decision, outcome focusing. The benefit of the collection habit. You'll feel better collecting anything that you haven't collected yet. When you say to yourself, "I need to get butter next time I'm at the store," and you write it on your grocery list, you'll feel better. This does not mean that your mind will be empty. If you are conscious, your mind will always be focusing on something. But if it's focusing on only one thing at a time without distraction, you'll be in your zone. The benefits of making a next action decision. Asking what the next action is will improve both productivity and peace of mind. Without a next action, there remains a potentially infinite gap between current reality and what you need to do. The benefits of focusing on outcomes. Honing multiple ideas aimed towards a specific outcome is a necessary mental discipline, and deciding on making things happen is the essence of productivity. Empowerment naturally ensues for individuals as they move from complaining and victim modalities into outcomes and actions defined for direction.